Sheriff's Department, ma'am.
Here he
is. Sorry to bother you folks so late in the evening, but we had an incident that occurred down the street.
Yeah, I know. I saw all the lights and everything.
Yeah, so we have to do a door-to-door canvas to see what people might have heard or might have saw so that they can have a thorough report.
Yeah, I didn't know anything until my daughter came home. She told me there was something going on and that I didn't really hear anything until the gunshots. So.
Okay, so you heard the gunshots?
Yeah, now? I was up in my bedroom when I heard it.
Okay. Do you remember how many gunshots you heard, ma'am?
It was kind of a spurt of them, maybe 8 or 9.
What about you? What do you think you heard?
Oh, I didn't hear like specific.
You just heard what sounded like gunshots?
She thought it was a trash can. She thought it was the trash can. So no, that was gunfire.
Okay. What's your name, ma'am? Were you outside at all after you heard the gunshots? Did you go outside to look and see what, or did you guys stay inside?
I stayed in the house. I didn't look.
I went out because I thought she might have been out there, but no, I didn't see anything.
How far did you look? Did you look down the street, or did you just walk straight out and look just outside the front door?
I just went out the house.
And didn't see anything out here? Okay. Earlier today, did you guys hear or see any incidents? Or call in any incidents of cars racing up and down the street.
Yeah, I was out and my grandma and grandpa, because they lived
on
the corner over on Hayden, is it?
Okay.
And they said they saw some guy racing up and down the street.
But did you see it?
No, I didn't.
No, but you say you didn't see or hear it at all?
No.
So you just know from your grandparents telling you. If you turn right on Hayden, mm-hmm. How far down is the grandparents' house?
They're about four houses. On the right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
On the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm. It's,
Yeah, I know which one.
Yeah.
That
usually home, but they go to bed rather early.
Yeah, I rang the doorbell a couple times, knocked on the door, so.
Yeah.
Probably just sound asleep.
Probably.
Yeah, we can recontact them later.
Yeah, that's Paul. Kind of a crazy thing for such a quiet little town.
Well, this town isn't as quiet as you might like.
Well,
like
it might. It's
definitely not a gunshot kind of town.
No,
you hear gunshots all the time. That's for sure. Okay. Is there anything you can think of that you haven't told me that you might have heard or seen earlier this evening?
I was inside the house.
All I did was see lights flashing.
So you saw lights and stuff down the street already?
Yeah, but that was it.
How long after, from the time you came home and saw those lights to the time you heard the gunshots?
It's about an hour,
yeah.
No,
it was an hour,
yeah.
An hour.
So about an hour. Okay. Our major crimes detectives may or may not follow up with some questions for you later on that they may have at this point. It sounds pretty complete. So if they do have any questions, they may give you a call. Should be normal hours after this.
Okay.
But whenever there's a shooting, we have to always go out and get as many witnesses while it's still fresh in everyone's minds. So.
Well, I understand. Okay. Like I said, I think the only thing we really saw or heard was the gunshot. There was kind of a quick kind of barrage of gunshots.
I saw, like, fire trucks outside.
Okay.
Well, they know they were there. So they know that they were
there. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you folks have a good evening.
Thank you.